abortion saves lives. It saved my life, but also the life from the maybe child that was there. And I found out that I was pregnant. Everything in my body screamed, no, no, no. I cannot raise this. I cannot love this in the way that I think you should love your child.
But even though Celine was very sure for her choice of an abortion, she also felt very ashamed.
But it felt very like that I had to feel ashamed, or not that people in my community say like, no, I'm against that. But it's a topic that we don't talk about. So I think that's why it feels like a taboo. But it's also you think you have to feel that way because you are blaming yourself also a little bit, mm-hmm. even if you are very happy with your choice and you stand behind it, you can still think like, it's my problem, I have to deal with it myself. Even I thought it was like a big problem.
Still feeling ashamed, Celine made an appointment with an abortion clinic and went with her mom. She thankfully didn't experience any real-life protests from pro-life supporters, but she did online found a lot of hidden protests while seeking for help.
I'm very glad that I didn't experience that. There were no people that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy with that because I experienced it online when I was searching for information. I found so many things that were from the anti-abortion community. A lot of sentences that it's murder, that you are killing someone, that you are selfish, and also a lot of pages that I thought were communities or networks that are helping women, but in the end it was all like all anti-abortion propaganda.
Protesters or no protesters, it was a hard day nonetheless for Celine, even though she went with her mom as support. But maybe going with her mom, someone so close, made it more difficult for her.
Because of that relationship, it's also a little bit painful. You feel like maybe your parents have expectations of you and that they are okay with it, but like they're not of course happy that it happened, and nobody's happy. And I think that's why I think that those abortus buddies are so good, that like now it's my mom, but it could also be a friend or something, because it's such a difficult topic, mm-hmm. that maybe it feels also difficult to do this with somebody that you know, mm-hmm. that you have a relationship with. Maybe you feel the need to explain everything, but you don't even know it for yourself.
In the years after abortion, Celine didn't talk about it a lot anymore. She dealt with a lot of feelings of shame and a big taboo around abortion. But now, 3 years later, she decided that abortion, her abortion, and stories of other women would make a beautiful concept for her Neil Chiara production she's making.
I think it built up. It was not that I didn't talk about it a lot. Not a lot, but yeah, maybe this is my way to talk about it and to share the story. I thought my job is telling stories. I thought like, oh, I think I have to make a play about this because mm-hmm. I can give a platform for women to tell their stories. It's also going to be like a statement or to show people, hey, we need this. This is human rights. And if you hear all these stories, then you know why we need abortion. A lot of people experience it. Like, it can happen. You can get unwanted pregnant in so many different ways. And mm-hmm. that sucks. And then it's good that there is this option.